Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for His presence tonight. Amen. And it's going to be good because we're going to get into the Word for a while. Then we're going to pray. And then we're going to pray for one another. People that need healing or people that need a touch from heaven. Amen. This is a praying place. Amen. This is a house of prayer. Amen. Amen. And because it's a house of prayer, it's also a house of miracles. Yes. It's a house of signs and wonders and the miraculous. Amen. You know, I was just standing there as we were worshiping the Lord, and I got this word in my spirit from the book of Galatians. You know, you're familiar with it. You know, it talks about, be not deceived, God is not mocked. But whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And then in verse 9 of Galatians 6, it says this, and be not weary in well-doing. Amen? Did you know that as you bring your supply of prayer, you are doing well? Did you know that when you're communicating with God and you're living your life for Him, you are doing well? Amen? And so it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Amen? Because it goes on to say, I love this, for in due season we shall reap. And I believe what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, it is the body of Christ due season. We are in our due season. Due season for what? Due season for greater glory. Due season for reaping the mighty harvest is out there. Amen? So we break basombrikishtemarane. And so we're not going to faint and we're not going to be downtrodden. Our heads shall not be to the ground, but we shall look up, for we know that our redemption draweth nigh. Yea, but before I come, says the Lord, I want to reap a mighty harvest. You are my harvesters. You are my people. So gird up the loins of your mind. Amen. Gird up your spirit. Gird up your soul. Gird up your body and be all in for me, says the Lord, for I am all in for you. Say with me, the Lord is on my side. And I am on. I'm on the Lord's side. I mean, it's a given. He's on our side. But we need to be on His side. All in. Amen. It's our due season. It's our due season. Let's pray about it just a minute. Due season. Oh, breki masite malene. Arro como siste le brende. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for our due season. Thank you for the body of Christ. For our due season. Mi solo bronchene meste. For men and women to rise up. Ha ha. Men and women to rise up. Oh, brekishtamandias. And be the church of the living God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Woo, glory to God. And so we'll not faint. We'll not look back. We'll not look down. But we'll gird up the loins of our mind. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen. And the glory of the Lord shall abound. Not only in this place, but in every place, says the Lord. That people are hungry for me. That people are expectant from me, says the Lord. Amen. Woo, glory to God.
That have been prayed in years past. I'm watching over those prayers. They shall bring it. They shall all come to pass. So continue to water those prayer seeds, even from years past. Water them with your faith. Water them with your praise.
Yes.
Ha ha ha. And dimesoto, and soon the season to reap. Glory to God.
Yes. So reap with joy. And reap with a smile on your face. Woo, for it is a great time of a greater outpouring of my grace and of my glory. Yeah, be joyful, harvesters. Yay, rejoice at the harvest. Rejoice, for these are the last days. Come on, somebody, let's rejoice. Oh, rebastatai. Yendelamok. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, rebastai. Yebretimasa. For there are those that some thought there's no way. Impossible. It's not the way I see it, says the Lord. For there is nothing that is impossible for me. There is no case too hard for me. Know this, that your prayers break up the fallow ground. Your prayers go forth, hallelujah, into the hearts of men and women and cause things to be changed, cause minds to be changed, cause people to be able to see me as I really am. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Let's lift our hands. Let's lift our hands. Lift our voice. Oh, bring in the master, the frate, bocondri, menena. Vrasu tremande, ele mokoste ama. Go ahead and pray, guys. Glory to God. Malibo rebedima china ama. Oh, rebastiste behe. Oh, rebastiste. Ambre mende, lebastu, copore, diste, mandi e tecalama. Oh, mandi se mati esto maha. Oh, Ramasia, for your joy is not based on circumstances. Your joy is not based on how this goes or how that goes. But your joy is in me. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Joyful are the people that know their God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And even as I instructed the children of Israel to shout while the walls are still up, I'm instructing you tonight to shout, for the Lord has given us the victory. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha ha ha.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Well, let's read this again. Let us not be weary in well doing. You know what? You're doing really well to be in church on a Sunday night at 6:50, which is normally 7:50 this time. Amen?
Yeah.
You're doing really, really well. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that she also reap. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season we will reap if we faint not.
Amen.
And you know, that ties in beautifully with the way that we ended or started this morning's message. We've been doing a series on the goodness of God. You may be seated. And we've been talking a lot about how good our good Father is. Amen?
Amen.
And we discussed that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. He is good, and He's good to us all the time.
Amen.
And we talked about something that David said in Psalm 27 and verse 13. David said this, I would have fainted. I would have fainted. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was possible for David to faint, it's possible for us to faint.
True.
But David said, I would have fainted unless, everyone say unless.
Unless.
Unless why, David? Unless I had believed.
Yeah.
I had believed that it is now our reaping season.
Amen.
Lest I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen?
Amen.
So there's no time for fainting. There's no time for fear. It's a time for us to be stirred up in faith and stirred up in our believing. Jesus said this in John 11 and verse 40 in the King James Version. He said unto her, did not I say unto you that if you would believe.
Right.
We got any believers in the house tonight?
Amen.
If you would believe, what would you see?
The goodness, the glory.
You would see the goodness of the Lord. You would see the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
He says, believe and you shall see. Amen.
Amen.
So it tells us here that the glory of the Lord is something that can be seen. In other words, His glory and His goodness is very evident.
Amen.
Did you know that God equates His goodness with His glory?
That's right.
You remember a guy by the name of Moses, right?
Yeah.
So Moses said this to the Lord when the Lord had instructed him to go set His people free. And Moses said in Exodus 33:18, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Yeah. And verse 19, and I want you to read that if it's up there. Let's read together. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Notice with me, he's equating the glory of God yes. with the goodness of God. Amen. And aren't you glad that his goodness is in you? Yes. Aren't you glad that his goodness is on you?
Yes.
And that we have been called to dispense goodness to other people.
Amen.
That's powerful.
Amen.
Dispensing goodness. Dispensers of the glory of the Lord.
We are carriers of that goodness
yes.
and that glory. And you know, that goodness is the gospel. What does gospel mean? Gospel means good news. You and I have good news to share with those around us. We know right now in our nation there's a lot of bad news that's floating around. If you went by what you heard or what you see, you'd be persuaded that we're not going to be having greater glory, but greater problems, greater tests, and greater trials. It's easy to get distracted by all the things that we hear and we see. And the darkness, you know, it seems like darkness is getting darker, which it will. And it seems like sin is getting more blatant, which it does. But the Bible says where sin does abound, what abounds more? His grace does much more abound. We know that the enemy is fighting and he's shooting his best shots because he doesn't know everything, but he knows that his time is short.
Yeah.
And he knows things about our nation that we probably have forgot. He was there when our nation was birthed. He was there when the hand of the Lord was on our founding fathers to write the Constitution. So he fights against our rights, our privileges as citizens of the United States of America. He fights against the very destiny that is on our land. But he's not gonna win.
No.
We win in Jesus' name. And what God raised our nation up to do shall be fulfilled. Can I get an amen? We believe
yes.
that the word of God is true. We know what's been spoken over our nation, what's been spoken over our lives, over the body of Christ. It shall come to pass. Greater glory is coming. That's what we're sharing tonight. Greater glory is coming. And I know that we have talked about this. A good friend of ours, Mark Brzee, he has prayed. He's a man of prayer, and he has prayed. And when he's praying, he says he saw like this dark cloud, but he also sees at the same time this bright cloud.
Amen.
Well, we believe that the bright cloud is going to outdo the dark cloud. Light
yes.
always trumps darkness. Light is greater than darkness. And we believe that, the word of God, and we know that this glory that we've been praying about, that the Bible promises us, it's going to bring the church to another level.
Yeah.
So we can shine brighter and brighter in the midst of a dark and perverse generation. Amen?
Yeah.
Haggai chapter 2, we'll read these passages, verse 6 through 9. In the New King James, it says, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, and I will shake heaven and earth and the sea and the dry land.
Yeah.
And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the mm-hmm. desire of all nations. I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Everybody ought to say amen.
Yeah.
Let it be so. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? He's talking about the glory of God, and then all of a sudden he inserts verse 8. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts.
There you go.
And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Well, we know there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Nations are being shaken. We can see that even across the world, God's intervening. Ungodly leaders are being removed. We know that the wall came down there between East and West Berlin. We know that no wall or no evil government can keep the gospel out. The good news finds its way where there are hungry hearts.
That's
Amen?
Absolutely true. You know, as you were talking, sweetheart, I got this phrase in my spirit that we are not subject to our circumstances.
No.
Our circumstances are subject to the glory of God.
Amen.
We are not subject to how things go here or how things go there. They're subject to the glory of God.
Amen.
His glory shall be seen.
Yes, it shall.
His glory shall be in manifestation.
Amen.
We are the glorious church.
Yes, we
are. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you spoke years ago a message called Glorious or Grungy.
Yes.
What
I
did that mean, glorious or grungy?
Well, you can take your pick, but grungy is not good. Grungy and grouchy and all of those things are not good. And too much of the body of Christ is not putting on the glory of the Lord, His wearing His presence. Instead, they're being grungy and wearing depression and wearing disease and all of that stuff.
Well, you know, in Isaiah it says, arise and shine.
Yeah.
For the glory of the Lord is risen upon
thee. Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And so thank God. We are in that latter house.
Yes, we are.
And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you think about some things that happened back then. Wow. And the Bible talks about the rain was given moderately.
Yeah.
But, oh, thank God. The rain is fallen.
Hallelujah.
And the rain is
Amen.
Coming in torrents Amen. And in greater dimensions.
Yeah,
Amen.
That's right.
Woo, glory to God.
God.
I can hardly wait. How about you?
We are on the verge of the greatest move that this earth has ever known. We are going out of this place as the glorious church, not the grungy church. We are going to be so full and so radiating with His power, with His goodness, with the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. The glory.
The gifts of glory.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
Gifts of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So say it with us. Greater glory.
Greater glory.
It's coming. Amen.
It's coming.
Now, the word greater definition means markedly superior in character or in quality.
Yeah.
So when we look at the word glory, basically glory is God's manifest presence.
Yeah.
Amen. How many of you know we could use more of His presence like every day?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Now, some definitions about glory. In the Hebrew, and I can't pronounce it, I want to pronounce it kabod. It's C-H-A-B-O-D.
That's good.
And means the manifest presence. Is that good?
For my oaky ears, it sounds
<That's>
good.
heavy, manifest presence of God.
Yeah.
Heavy, weighty, with everything good. Woo, glory to God.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Amen. Some of the definitions for glory are wealth, numbers, commerce, power, authority, wisdom, promotion, superiority, splendor, magnificence, nobility, dignity, extraordinary privileges and advantages.
I like that one.
Amen. Mark Hankin said this years ago. He said, God never shows up anywhere broke. And like you already alluded to it.
Yeah.
The first mention of glory had to do with God's abundant provision.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad
Amen.
He said He would meet your need according to His riches in
glory
by Christ Jesus.
Yeah,
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
So we're living in the time of the greater.
Yeah.
Greater rain, greater glory, greater harvest, greater provision.
Thank you,
Jesus. Psalm 72 and verse 18 and 19. Please participate with me and read with me verse 18 and 19. Ready, read.
Blessed
be the Lord God, the God of
Israel,
who only
doeth
wondrous
things.
Verse 19.
And
blessed
be
His
glorious
name forever.
And
let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen. goodness of the Lord is the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jerry Savell, a wonderful man of God who is in heaven right now, who imparted so much into the body of Christ on subjects on the goodness of God and the favor of God. Here's what Jerry says concerning the glory.
Yeah.
Jerry said, glory is the manifestation of God's presence. It is the manifestation of God's power, and it is the manifestation of God's goodness. Amen?
Love it.
So manifestations, where? Where? Well, Numbers 14:21 says what? He said, but as truly as I live,
all the earth
shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
That includes America.
Amen.
There's some glorious and wonderful things happen in Africa. We had the privilege of being in Abuja a few years ago, and there's just flat revival in Nigeria. I mean, people have come into the kingdom of God. Reinhard Bonnke evangelized Africa for years, and millions of people got born again. Amen?
Amen.
Well, he's not only the God of Africa. He is the God of America.
And
so let's say it together. America,
America
shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
California,
California
shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
Glory. I'm not ashamed to live in California.
No.
And I'll tell you why I'm not. Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
Because it is the power of God unto salvation, unto deliverance. And if there's a place that needs the glory, it's the SF Bay Area.
Yeah.
You and I are contenders for the glory of God.
Yeah.
You mentioned Mark Brazil a while ago, and that man of God is a contender.
Yeah.
And we follow that example. Brother Hagin was a contender.
That's right.
And so God will fill the whole earth with his glory.
Amen. And where there's hungry hearts,
God
shows up. How many of you are hungry? Obviously you are. You came out on a Sunday night. We are hungry for more of God. And we declare it. He is
welcome
here. He's welcome to manifest himself
in
our midst. This is a place where we come, we get charged up, we get filled up, and we go out because we're carriers of the glory of the Lord. And where we go, we get to express who he is. People want to know the truth. They want to know the true and the living God. So you and I are carriers of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. I love this verse over in Habakkuk chapter 2. I mean, everybody says it differently. It's Habakkuk.
Jim Caseman says Habakkuk.
Yeah, if you're from Oklahoma, you got to get an A on the end.
I don't think that's right.
Habakkuk.
Okay.
Anyway, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, it says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is one of my favorite verses about the glory because it says the earth will be filled with the knowledge. People will know something is up.
Something's up.
They'll have firsthand experience by seeing and hearing the phenomenal things that God is doing that can't be explained away. People that don't believe in God are going to have to set up and say, that was supernatural. Okay. Only God could do that.
Yeah.
Only God could cause that group of folks, those believers, to get this beautiful property right here on Hesperian Boulevard. The hand of the Lord is on us. The hand of the Lord is on this building. Only God could intervene in that situation. I don't know what all that means, but for me, when it says the knowledge, that means that believers and sinners alike, non-believers, are going to stand up and go, God is God.
Amen.
God has shown himself strong.
I mean, when someone's blind and they can see, they're going to know it.
Absolutely.
When someone's dead and gets raised up.
Oh, yeah. Only
that's
God.
That's knowing it. Amen?
Only God. There's a lot of other gods in this world, little g's.
Yeah.
But no one compares to our God. And even in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5, it kind of says the same thing. It says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Revealed, yeah.
And
good.
All flesh shall see it together. Mm-hmm. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Yes.
The glory shall be revealed. Eyes mm-hmm. shall be opened to see who God really is. Blinders removed. People yeah. that have not even believed in God are going to stand mm-hmm. up and say, God is God.
Yeah.
He is the Most High God. He is the true and the living God.
Yeah.
There are no other gods
yeah.
except Him. Doesn't the Bible say yeah. that the day is coming, every eye shall
yeah.
see?
Yeah, and a lot of people in false religions, their eyes,
yeah.
their eyes are going to be open.
Absolutely.
We're talking about supernaturally.
That's right.
I mean, there's testimonies of people in the Middle East
yes.
actually having divine visitations.
Yes, yes.
Divine visitations, granted visitations mm-hmm. by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
Yes, yes,
showing
yes.
Himself real in their lives.
Amen.
You see, when the glory of God is in manifestation, there are no boundaries.
No.
There are no boundaries.
No.
Amen. God is God.
Mm-hmm.
And He will reveal Himself to people.
That's right.
In the Muslim community.
He will.
He'll
he
reveal
is.
Himself
yeah.
to people that are in the occult. He is just flat good.
Amen.
And He will do, praise God,
Amen.
Through you. But He will do some things all by Himself because He is just that
Woo!
Good. Amen.
Supernatural, divine.
Supernatural intervention
of God. Notable miracles. People coming out of cults.
Mm-hmm.
People coming out of false religions
yeah.
and having divine encounters
yeah.
with God that no one can deny. That's part of, I believe that's
yeah.
part of the end time harvest tool. Notable salvations
yeah.
where people that have influence, people that have a voice are going to have these encounters. God shall reveal
yeah.
His glory.
It's
reveal
amazing.
Himself.
It's amazing. You know, we live in a community where there's
yeah.
a huge mosque in the area. And, you know,
yeah.
we have people, you know, mm-hmm. surrounding us in our neighborhood. You know, we have a gentleman and his wife and his family from India on our left. And then on our right, we have a gentleman and his wife from Iran. And, you know, you look at some of these children,
yeah.
we drive by the mosque, and, you know, they have school on Sundays and,
yeah.
and different things. And you just look at the children, and we look into the eyes of the children in our neighborhood, and that's the eyes of innocence.
Yeah.
You know, God wants to make Himself yeah. known.
Yes,
God wants
yes,
to make
yes,
Himself
yes, yes.
real to them. Amen?
Amen.
And so that's where supernatural help from heaven comes in. For
Absolutely.
It is not by might, it is not by our own power, but it shall be, and it is by the Spirit of the living God. So we expect it, amen?
Amen.
We expect to hear testimonies
yes,
of the supernatural
yes, yes,
interventions
yes, yes.
of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God will supernaturally intervene just because He's God.
Yeah.
But one of the best ways that He intervenes is through us.
Yeah.
Under the old covenant, mm-hmm. the glory of the Lord was shut up in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Only the priests could go in and limitedly, and they had to go through all of these rituals to be able to even go into the presence of the Lord. But you and I are living in a new and a better covenant.
Yes, we are.
We have become the temples of glory.
Yeah.
Whoever believes on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. How many believers? Well, that means that you are a carrier of His glory. The Bible calls it a great mystery that Christ in us, the hope of glory. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of what?
Glory.
Mm-hmm. His manifest presence
yeah.
is not just dwelling in our midst, which He is. Thank God for the corporate anointing that He comes into a sanctuary
yeah.
and He makes it His habitation. But more importantly, where is He? He's in us.
Yeah.
Christ in us.
I like that. Christ in us
of glory.
Is the hope of glory.
Yes, He is.
We could say it this way, because Christ is in you, you can have a great expectation of his glory manifesting in you, around you, and through you. Everyone say the hope.
The hope.
The expectation.
The expectation.
The believing.
The believing.
For the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Love that.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Praise God. So you had something about willing to pray the price?
Well, I don't know that we need to go into that, but that's what it is. You know, when we
there's
get born again, there's a cause for us to let the hope of glory on the inside of us be expressed. But there's also a cause and there's a price. You know, even though we are carriers of his glory and we're temples of the Holy Ghost, we have to submit ourselves to him.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen. And we have to let him dwell big.
Yeah.
On the inside
of
us.
Yeah, and for his purity, which is his glory, to flow through us. We've got to be pure.
Amen.
He wants pure vessels. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
We're not talking about perfection, but we're talking about vessels of honor unto him.
Mm-hmm.
A life lived for him.
That's right.
So that he can flow through us. Amen. And really, that's talking about holiness.
Yeah.
And I like what Keith Moore defines holiness as. Keith defines holiness as Christ's likeness.
Yeah, that's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Let's be like him.
Amen.
It is enough for the disciple to be as his master is. Amen.
Amen.
Paul, you know, he had an unction. He was praying a lot for the church at Ephesus. Belongs to us as well. He said, for this cause, is there not a cause?
Yes.
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of what? Of his glory. To be strengthened with
again.
Might by
that's
his spirit
right.
in the inner man.
Yes,
that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge.
Amen.
And, I love this, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Hallelujah.
That you might be filled with all the fullness of the God of glory.
Amen.
The Amplified says that you may have the richest measure of his divine presence and become a body. Holy and filled and filled with God himself.
Hallelujah.
Well, I preached myself happy.
I think we're all happy with you. Praise the Lord. So there is a cause for us to present ourselves unto him, for us to prepare ourselves to be a vessel of honor.
That's
under
right.
the old covenant, we already mentioned it, God dwelt in temples made with hands, and they had to prepare a building. They had to open up the gate. They had to get ready to go into that place where God's presence dwelled. Well, for us, what we do is we prepare our hearts to go to a higher level in him.
Uh-huh.
We prepare our hearts to go into his presence. We're welcome there. We can come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Yeah.
But there, you mentioned holiness. There's something about reverence. We need to reverence the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
We need to know who we're coming before and give him the honor due his name. He is the King of Kings.
Yeah.
He
is holy.
The Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And
without holiness, no man's going to see the Lord.
That's true.
If we want to see the Lord and really see the glory of the Lord, we want to make, and we don't want to get into a bunch of legalistic things or anything like that, but we want to make sure that our vessels are clean.
That's
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
And that if they've been corrupted, they've been defiled, thank God for the blood.
Yeah.
Because Pastor Tom had a great word about the blood this morning and a song about the blood. Wow. It was icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Thank God for the cleansing power of the blood.
Amen. But I want to read this psalm about the King of Glory.
Yeah.
I love the psalms. On Wednesday night, I know I read lots of psalms. But David was a man after God's own heart. And if sometimes you don't know how to express how you're feeling to the Lord, just find a psalm and read it.
That's good.
And it'll just trigger your own heart. That's what I do often. I just read a song and then I just go from there expressing my worship unto the Lord. But David said here in Psalms 24, verse 7, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Read these last two with me, verse 9.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So we open our hearts wide, Amen. And we welcome the King of glory come in and to dwell in on the inside of us, but to dwell in our midst. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever's going on in our nation, we've got the King of glory on our side. And He is mighty to deliver. He is mighty to save. He is mighty in battle. Yeah. I looked this up today because I was just wondering about it. It says, who is the King of glory? He is the Lord of hosts. So I looked this up in Strong's, and it defined host as an army going out to war. So our King of glory, He is the commander of that angelic army. We have divine supernatural help to assist us in bringing out God's will, plan, and purpose in our lives and in our nation. We are we are not expecting the worst.
No.
We are expecting the goodness of the Lord to show up. We are expecting the King of glory to rise. Hallelujah. All across our land. The King of glory. The host of the mighty angelic army. They're watching guard over our nation. We have them posted around the border, coast to coast, hallelujah, over the cities, over the Nemasibrata, over the voting polls, over the ballot boxes, the King of glory, the host of the Lenema of the Lord's army, they're watching us, they're helping us, oh, blessed be the name,
and so be the name. Shaken, says the Lord, in your soul.
Yeah.
For I would remind you that you are in the kingdom, and the kingdom that you are in is an unshakable kingdom. And of this kingdom, there shall be no end.
No end. No end.
This kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. The kingdoms of men, the kingdoms of nation, the kingdoms of Amazon, the kingdoms of Disneyland, there shall be an end. But of this kingdom, there shall be no end.
Oh, thank you, Lord. You are.
So be not shaken in your soul, but be ye steadfast. And keep your eyes on the King of glory.
Oh,
and the King of glory, glory to God, shall take you all the way into the shores of glory. And you'll not go out as a dud, but you shall go out in a blaze of glory, caught up in the clouds of glory. And so shall you ever be with the Lord. Rabasanda, pray in the Holy Ghost.
Lord, yes. Thank you, our King. You're watching over our nation. You're watching over our nation. Our prayers give you access. Our prayers give you license. To be our protector. Great protection. Great protection is being released right now. Oh, the King of glory,
yes, Lord.
The Lord of hosts.
Angels.
Oh,
yes. The King of glory, the King of the Lord. He's the Lord of hosts.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord, and sombra, people that are fretting, people that are all in, full of anxiety and worry. Oh, Lord, open their eyes. As the prophet prayed about his servant, when it looked in the natural that they were surrounded by the enemy's armies. And the prophet declared unto him, when he was looking in the natural, the prophet declared, more are they that are with us. So we pray, Lord, that the eyes of your people would be flooded with light. And we would stop looking at things from the natural standpoint and get over into the arena of faith. Get in the arena of victory. Get into that arena that says, more are they that are with us. I don't care, I don't care what the devil say. It's going to go God's way. Open the eyes.
Bring your supply. Bring your supply now. Bring your supply.
You can stand up. You can walk.
An honest election. Bring your
abokondre
in the name of Jesus. We bind the interference of the evil one in the name of Jesus. We break asunder. We take authority over the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age. We bind you. We put a stop on you in the name of Jesus.
The angels of the Lord at every voting place over the Demashabata, over those ballot box drop-off boxes. Angels, no masipakata. No. The plots, the plans of the enemies will not prosper.
Ministering spirits, go. Go.
More are they that are with us.
Who is
the King of Glory? The Lord mighty in battle.
Advancement. Time for the church to rise up.
Advancement.
Thank you, Father. We're not retreating.
No.
We're advancing. We're advancing and we're moving forward. We're moving onward and we're moving upward. Hindrances. That which is hindrance. That which has been obstacles. Thank you for a removal. A removal, Lord. Of the obstacles. The advancement of the kingdom of God. Nothing. Nothing's going to stop it.
No.
Nothing. No man. Oh, thank you, Lord. We'll pray about the advancement.
Thank
the advancement.
You, Lord.
Oh, Ramasaya.
The advancing. We're making progress. We're making progress. We're advancing.
Oh, thank you for raising up. Raising up. Raising up prophets, raising up apostles, raising up pastors, raising up teachers, raising up evangelists, raising up the body of the anointing, the body of the anointed one to advance now, to advance now. Oh, Ramasisteya, enemeki salamondro rimeshtelabro, oh, Ramakasanio modema. Thank you that you are the God of the breakthrough.
You
are the God of the advancement. You are the God. Breaking through the ceiling. Breaking through the ceiling of limitations. Oh, Ramasaha. It's time now to soar. It's time now to soar. It's time now to go. To go and to flow in the advancement. Oh, my. Mani Mataya. Oh, Shenene. Oh, Minimaha. Oh, Limenimo Shemana. No.
No retreat.
No. Not kept under wrap.
No, not kept under wrap.
No, not subject to any policies governmentally.
No.
Subject. No, never again, devil. Never again. Oh,
Ramasepanana.
We say never again in the name of Jesus.
Never
basanda. Nothing's going to stop this mighty moving force. Glory to God. Nothing's going to stop the advancement. Nothing's
going to
stop the advancement.
We are advancing in the mighty name of Jesus.
My.
Such
an anointing.
And when Kisha.
And the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord shall come upon young men. And young women. And I will visit them, says the Lord. And I will put a nation in their spirit. And I will put money in their pocket. And I will send them forth into the nations. For now is the time for advancement, not only in America, but advancement on the mission field. Oh, thank you for raising up apostles, Lord. Sent ones, Lord. Sent ones.
The voices.
The voices. Unheard of.
Not known to man.
But the Spirit of the Lord is raising up young men.
I'm going to put my word on their lips.
I'm going to put fire in their hands, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's already started. It's already begun. It's already begun. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon that generation. And they're going to run. Oh, Rabasela Mahai.
Ministers, flames of fire. Flames of fire. Glory be to God. Flames of fire. Going here and going there. Fire bringers.
They're going to run. No longer held back by lack. No longer held back by government.
No
longer, for it is the advancement. It's the advancement of the kingdom.
Advancement of the kingdom.
The days are short. The time of the Lord is at hand. Oh, my
Jesus.
And so we break him ashtia. And so we thank you. Revive, O Lord, thy works. Revive thy works. Revive thy pastors.
Yes,
revive
Lord,
thy people in the midst of thy years. Mm. Revive, Lord.
Revive us,
revive,
Lord.
Revive, 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 revive the lukewarm, Lord. Revive the lukewarm.
Yes.
Revive the prodigal in the name of Jesus. Bring to life again. Bring to life again that sleeping giant in the name of Jesus. Rise up, sleeping giant. Oh, Rabasata.
Will you not revive us, Lord? Revive your church.
Revival. Revival.
Revival.
New breath. New life.
New life.
New life into the body of Christ. Oh, Ramasanda. Oh, Ramasanda. Oh, those that have sat on the sidelines. Those that have sat on the sidelines. No, 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 no. It's time now. Time now to be revived. Time now to be revived. Time now. Time for the lukewarm to get on fire. Ha, ha, ha. Time for an awakening in the body.
An awakening.
Awakening in the body
an
of
awakening.
Christ.
An awakening.
Oh,
an awakening, Lord. A spiritual awakening in our nation. Spiritual awakening in
hallelujah.
The church.
Hallelujah. Pray about the awakening right now. Pray about
thank
the awakening.
Lord, for that spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening in our land. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me share this with you. This is a prayer that our dear friend Billy Brim prayed. She got this from the Lord a few years back. One thing will save America. It's not a political party. It's not a man or a woman. It is an awakening to God. And then this is the prayer she prayed. Heavenly Father, it is evident. Just I want you all to listen and then say amen and agree. Heavenly Father, it is evident all across this great land, that spiritual hunger and thirst are at an all-time low. But we thank you for the promise of your word that when we ask, you will pour out the rain.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord, for the rain
we
in the time of the latter rain.
Amen.
And Lord, you will make flashing clouds.
Mm-hmm.
You will give them showers of rain, grass in the fields. Lord, we sow ourselves to righteousness. We break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and he rains righteousness on us. We are asking for rain to fall in every city, in every state of this great nation. May every person in every walk of life, in every social status, economic status, and political persuasion, let every one of them experience the outpouring of your spirit and your presence. Hallelujah. Lord, we take authority over spiritual darkness that has tried to invade our nation. And we declare men and women are awakening
to God.
Awakening
amen.
Unto God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you for an invasion
amen.
Of your glory, accompanied
glory
with
God.
Manifestation
woo.
Of the gifts.
In
glory
prophecy.
To God.
Whoa.
We say yes and amen. Let it be
amen.
So.
Amen.
Let
amen.
It be glory so. Let it be so.
Glory.
We ask you for rain. Rain in every city. Rain in every state. Rain. An invasion. Invasion of your glory.
Yes. Accompanied, I like that, accompanied by the manifestation
yes.
of the gifts of the Spirit.
Woo. yes.
That's one thing Dad Hagen prayed about a lot before he went on to be with the Lord.
Yes.
About the power gifts. We just taught on that. The working of miracles, special faith,
amen.
And gifts of healings. Let it be, Lord.
Let it be so, Lord.
Let it be, Lord.
Let it be so, Lord.
Be it unto us. Be it unto us here at Heart of the Bay according to our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we receive the gifts and the manifestations of glory.
We do,
these
Lord.
Are glory gifts. These are gifts of the Spirit that are needed for the last days.
Yes,
someone
amen.
Said it years ago, they're harvesting tools.
Harvesting tools.
Hallelujah. And God will use anybody He desires to.
That's right.
There are no unused members in this time of glory.
Amen.
There are no unused members in this time, in this season
Hallelujah.
In which we live. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The day of the super duper is over with. It's the day of the anointed ones. It's the day of the body of Christ. Amen. It's the day of people that will just serve God with all their heart, with all their might, and love Him with everything that they have. He is going to pour out His Spirit into willing hearts. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Let's stand up and give Him praise for a moment.
Hallelujah.
Let's give Him praise for a moment.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice. Thank you, Lord. The best is yet to come. We believe it. Hallelujah.
The best. Days of heaven. Days of heaven. Days of heaven.
Days of heaven. Yes, Lord.
Ha, ha, ha. Days of heaven upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. For the King of Glory is coming. But before the King of Glory does come, you shall experience great days of heaven here upon the earth. Pray about those days. Amen. Days of heaven upon the earth. Days of heaven upon
days
the earth.
Days of heaven.
Days of heaven
greater
upon the earth.
Glory.
Glory
days
to God.
Days of heaven.
Our hearts long for those days, Lord. Those days of heaven.
Days of heaven upon the earth.
Not manufactured by man. Not manufactured by a denomination.
No.
Not manufactured by the intelligence and the reasoning of man.
No.
But it is by my Spirit, says the Lord, that you will experience days of heaven.
Days of heaven.
Do you long for that?
Yes.
Do you long for days of heaven upon the earth? Woo, glory to God. Thank God for good sermons. Thank God for good preaching. Amen. But we're talking about something, praise God, that's on a higher level. Amen. I'm talking about the manifest presence of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just pray just a little bit
glory
more.
To God.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God. Aha, renewal, Lord. And a restoration. A restoration, Lord. A restore. Restore, Lord. Aha, restore. Ha ha, I understand. I see it, Lord. Restoration. Oh, mandistea. A restoration. A restoration. Abracon selemari diste la brondalabasea. A restoration. A restoration. A restoration. Omri gisalama. Iselemondo la bratelema. It's as if I can see people alone. People that have set themselves apart from community. Good people, wonderful people, and people with a call of God upon their lives. But for some reason, they have chosen to be alone. So we pray for that. We pray for those to be restored. Come on. Be restored to Father's house. Be restored to community. Be restored to fellowship. Oh, my.
Yes, be restored.
Oh, a restoration.
Let there be that restoration. 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 Restoration.
No longer alone. No longer alone.
Back in community.
No longer
back
alone.
In fellowship.
Oh, no, Moshelemanda. We stand. We stand for those people.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Call those people in the name of Jesus to be restored. Oh, Ramasaya. Restore unto them the joy that they once had. Restore unto them the vision that they once had. Restore unto them the joy of their deliverance. And restore unto them the joy of just living. Hallelujah. Come on, saints, pray it. Restore.
Oh,
Ramasiste.
Restore.
Oh, Ramakashinde Benishtalama. Oh, Ramasiste Molamanise. And there will be people that will come across your path. And by the Spirit of God, you will know what to say to them. I'll give you a word in season for them.
Yeah.
This will come by the anointing.
Yes.
This will come by my Spirit.
That's right.
This will come by the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And so expect this to happen, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For it's not just a few, but there are many. There are multitudes of my sons and my daughters who I have called unto glory, and they know it. But they have displaced themselves from others. And you will come across their path, and the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you and turn you into another man, and you shall speak a word of encouragement. You shall speak a word of comfort to them. And so shall their minds and their hearts and their souls be restored. For I would remind you that I am the bishop of your soul, but I'm also the bishop of the souls of the wayward. I'm the bishop of the souls of those who have separated themselves. So don't look down upon them, but be a vessel of honor and
yes.
be a man or woman who will lift them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they need, says the Lord, is the glory of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord to lift them. To place your hand over your heart. Ha ha. There's divine appointments coming. That's all I know. There's divine appointments coming. There's divine appointments coming.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that I'm broke system anaya. Oh my, 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 my. Yeah. And some of them are prophets. Some of them are apostles. Some of them are pastors. Some of them are teachers. Oh, brikista malide. Oh, mamma nije le bolapa, niseana. Restore. Everyone pray, restore.
Restore.
Ah, ha ha, mon nije le mon lema. Ah, ha ha, mon ine le bostaya. Yes, Lord, into the right place. Restore them into the right place. Restore them into the right churches.
Yes,
restore
Lord.
Them into the right communities, Lord. Oh, bridise maha. And so shall there be healing. Ha ha. Along with the restoration, so shall there be healing for their physical bodies. But also there shall be a release of the past. And a new vision, a dawning and an enlightenment, looking at their future with great hope and great confidence. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And also in the area of strength and health, a restoration of strength.
Yeah.
And a restoration of health.
I like that.
For Sabarita, even some that are in here tonight, you need a restoration of strength,
mm-hmm.
a restoration of health,
yeah.
so that you can run and not be weary.
Yeah.
Running with the vision. Running with the call upon your life.
Uh-huh.
Yes, every one of us. Have a call. Every one of us are graced and we have an anointing upon our lives. We've come into the kingdom for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
And no one under the sound of my voice will be taken out early. No one is going to come up short because of sickness and disease and weakness. No, let there be a restoration. Ha ha. Oh, everybody receive that. A restoration of strength.
Yeah.
A restoration of healing
yeah.
that we may run with the vision.
Uh-huh.
We may run with the call.
Mm-hmm.
We may run with the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Oh, yes, I know. You said you were going to pray for people. I don't know if you wanted to.
Go ahead and laugh a little bit.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Ha,
laugh. Laugh at that weakness. Laugh at that disease.
Yeah, we laugh.
Glory to God.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We are strong in the Lord.
That's right.
Strong in the Lord.
Invigoration. Invigoration.
Hallelujah.
And a quickening tonight shall come.
Quickening.
Glory
to God.
And in the restoration of your soul, and in the restoration of your body, there is a quickening.
Quickening.
And there's also an anointing of fresh oil for you.
Yeah.
Woo, the refreshing. May the refreshing come upon you.
Yes.
May the quickening come upon your body. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. 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 Now, if you want prayer, if you want hands laid on you for that, just make it.